Welcome back. I'm Graham Richardson in for Vashi today. I hope you're having a good day. It's a better day where I am. The National Capital Region, the air has cleared somewhat. It's going to deteriorate again from the fire smoke, but not nearly as bad as earlier in the week. A lot of that bad air, of course, still working its way through southern Ontario, parts of the United States now still enveloped in day two of tremendously bad air quality. Watching all of this and the general state of the forest fire situation in the country right now is Marieke Desrouze, communications officer at the Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center. Marieke joins us on the line. Hi, Marieke.
Hi, good to be here.
Thanks for joining us. Tell us where we're at. First of all, maybe we go, if you can, Eastern Canada, the Quebec area. What's the state of things there now?
It's precarious at the moment, and certainly the demand for resources is high. Mm. So the wildfire season in Canada started early and certainly escalated quickly as well. Nationally, we are sitting at a national preparedness level of 5, which means that wildland fire activity is significant. Firefighters and equipment in every jurisdiction is put to use, and international help has been requested.
So we're seeing South Africans arrive in Edmonton. We're seeing American help coming in the form of firefighters and water bombers. The layperson's question is always, do we have enough? I appreciate that that's a simple question for a complicated situation, but is the ask out there for more and more as much help as you can get?
Right. Well, it's important to stress that right now nationally, we are not in a crisis situation when it comes to resources. So we have these international partnerships in place in order to cover the overflow. So this year, of course, has been a demanding year, and not every year is. Last year, for example, I mentioned the national preparedness levels. We only reached a national preparedness level of 3. Mm. This year is being a little more demanding. We have these partnerships in place in order to knock on their door, and of course, they're always very receptive and willing to help. So this year, so far, we've received over 1,000 personnel from abroad.
Okay, so I appreciate what you're saying. Even though it feels like this is a crisis because of the amount of smoke and the number of people it's now impacting, millions of people, but the fires themselves and the work you do, you're not in a crisis. You're just in a heightened early state, and you have enough resources.
That's exactly it, Graham. Yeah, we have 4.2 million hectares that have been burnt to date so far this year. And we're very fortunate that we have had enough response in order to handle that load.
How unusual is that? We're June 8th. How unusual is it to have that big of a burn at this point in the year?
It's unusual. It's like I mentioned, we don't get this every year. And if we look at a 15 to 20 year span, the trend is that we are seeing more and more fires. Not year over year, but gradually over time, we're seeing more fires with as the climate is changing.
Yeah, and the challenge is the public, the media, oftentimes driven by the public, will say, you've got to do more now to fight this now, and then next year you're going to get to a 2, and the following year it's going to be another 5. So it's a very difficult thing to predict, obviously, because many of these fires start with lightning strikes. You just don't know when they're going to hit.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, at CIFSI, we're not fire scientists, so it's difficult to speak to that specifically.
Understood.
But we do work very closely with meteorologists and fire scientists from throughout the country who are authorities on this, and that helps us kind of be one step ahead of the curve.
That's I really appreciate your time and wish you luck in deploying as many resources as you need. Marieke Desrouze, communications officer at Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center. Thank you very much. Joining us now, Kelsey McEwen, Chief Meteorologist on CTV Your Morning. Kelsey, it's been a busy few days for you.
Graham, great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. This unusually warm, hot spring, obviously playing a role here in the in the smoke that we're seeing and the number of forest fires we're seeing this early in the season?
Yeah, absolutely, Graham. Like from BC all the way through Quebec, there have been weeks and weeks and weeks of very dry conditions. In Ontario specifically, we're entering into a third week of extended dry weather. There have been a few showers mixed in. We've got a weather system sitting over Atlantic Canada for the past few days that's driving some rain backing into Quebec and Ontario. But of course, that's not a lot. It's been kind of more showers than anything. But we do have some good news on the horizon, Graham. I'm happy to join today the show to be able to finally deliver some hope, I think, in the long-range forecast.
Which is?
Which is Sunday into Monday. We've got a Colorado low that's brewing. And what that's going to do, it means this weather system kind of forming in the Colorado area. It's going to travel its way very slowly up the U.S. this kind of into the weekend. Looking at the outlook for Sunday evening, rain arrives in Ontario, and as that rain moves its way in, lasting into Monday and perhaps even into Tuesday as it pushes into Quebec, it almost pressure washes the lower atmosphere. It's going to help clear out that smoke. It drags that particulate matter down to the surface and cleans out the air. So it will help the fire behavior. It won't necessarily put out fires, but it'll help that fire behavior, give crews an upper hand for some of the blazes that are in place. But it will also help really flush out the air we're breathing.
That's fantastic to hear. Even though it's June and we love great weather, we've had a lot of great weather, non-rain weather, and obviously need some moisture as well. Talk to me a bit about the wind and how powerful it has been and the way it has moved the smoke essentially all down the eastern seaboard now into the United States.
Yeah, I'm looking here at our smoke forecast, our smoke modeling data that we have, and it's showing that the winds at the surface coming in from the east northeast with those fires, that's what's pushing the smoke kind of westward out of Quebec into Ontario. In particular, we're seeing it through central Ontario communities like North Bay, Sudbury, but all the way down through Barrie, Owen Sound, Kitchener-Waterloo, St. Thomas, Ontario, Hamilton, Niagara, all really suffering at this hour. Even in Toronto, where I am, it certainly smells smoky. But those same winds then scoop down through New York State and settle in over the coastline, the U.S. East Coast, right down south through the Carolinas as well. And when I look at the projection into Friday, that path, it continues, Graham, it really holds steady. We're in what's called a blocking pattern when it comes to the weather. It's a fancy way of saying that everything that's happening right now stays put. It's holding. And what we need is that big weather system that I talked about, that Colorado low moving in to the end of the weekend, that finally creates a shift and a change and helps everything evolve. But it has, like I said, been weeks of this blocking pattern. So once something gets trapped, it's trapped. And in this case, it's been the smoke.
And it's interesting, the same similar blocking pattern brought all that wonderful weather with no clouds for weeks on end, or at least 10 days in my area in Ottawa, and it just stayed the same, and it sounds like we're in a similar pattern with these winds at least until the end of the weekend.
Yeah, we're seeing also when we look at the rest of the country, Western Canada, for example, is setting up for this very persistent upper ridge. What that means is that the jet stream, which is an area of faster moving air that's high up in the atmosphere, like where the airplanes fly, that is sitting up through Yukon and Northwest Territories. And so it means all of this mild air from the United States has moved up into Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and temperatures there, even into the BC interior, are in the low to mid 30s for some. BC interior like Kelowna, Penticton, 35 degrees today. Calgary under a heat warning, 29 degrees. Saskatchewan seeing temperatures in the low 30s today. Now, why that's important is that dry, persistent weather in the month that's typically very wet will fuel fire danger there too, Graham.
Kelsey McEwen, always great to talk to you. That music means I'm tight on time. You understand that, but great to talk to you. Thank you for this.
You're welcome.